Good morning. Well, it looks like the Australian share market's going to be under a bit of pressure in early trade on Tuesday. SPY futures ended the after-hours session with a loss of 32 points, or a half of 1%. And as you can see on the chart here, that's at the lows of the day. This is a reflection of an ebbing of the celebrations after some progress was made on trade between the US and China at the end of last week on Thursday and Friday. What we've seen in the most recent day is that the Chinese have indicated that more work is required if progress is going to be made, and significantly if the deal or the first phase of this new trade agreement is going to be ratified. The expectation is that that will happen before the APEC summit, which is set to be held in Chile on the 16th and 17th of November. So there is a familiar feel to this in terms of previous agreements that have been struck and then have faded in the days hence. So that is one of the risks that the markets are considering at present, bearing in mind that what we have essentially seen has been an improvement in the atmospherics. In substance, there hasn't been much that has been achieved, apart from the fact that the US has said that they will not be applying the next round of tariffs, which were set to come into force this week. There is yet another round of tariffs which are still scheduled to come into effect in December, and they haven't been addressed, and previous tariffs have not been rolled back. So that's an indication that in terms of the real progress, not much has been made, but there is hope that there's something to build on. And one point worth bearing in mind is that volumes were quite subdued overnight, reflecting the Columbus Day holiday, which meant that interest rate markets were closed for the session. Over the Atlantic, in European trade, we saw equity prices generally come under pressure. The economic news was mixed, although industrial production numbers for the month of August were a little better than expected, seeing a rebound. They rose by 0.4% for the month, compared to a decline of 0.4% in the month before. So that was encouraging to see at least a turnaround in that important measure. But more broadly, commodity prices tended to be under pressure in the last session. Oil prices eased overnight. We saw metals prices generally weaker. On the London Metals Exchange, nickel stood out with a 6% decline, and iron ore prices were also a little bit weaker over the course of the last day. So when it comes to the local session today, there's a reasonable amount of news out, bearing in mind that we've just seen a rate cut from the RBA. So today's minutes from that policy setting meeting will be scrutinised particularly carefully. The thing to bear in mind is that if the RBA is going to remain faithful to its employment and inflation and growth forecasts, it is going to have to remain on an easing bias. So the risk is for more rate cuts, and it's going to be interesting to see how that's reflected in the conversation. So that will be an important document to see handed down today. And then we'll also have the weekly consumer confidence numbers to look at as well. The numbers that we saw last week on a monthly basis were underwhelming, to say the least. Notwithstanding all of that, the Aussie dollar has held up quite well overnight. It still remains in the neighbourhood of 67.7 US cents.